The Inner Changemaker with Jay Wong. Hello, fellow changemakers. Thanks for joining us on another mini episode of The Inner Changemaker. If this is your first time, welcome to the show. This is the podcast for purpose-driven entrepreneurs where we try to inspire the next generation of changemaker, the millennial generation. It is the place where I get to interview people that not only want to make $1 million, but want to impact 1 million people. And that is really beginning to turn into my definition of a millionaire. Now, on to this week's featured changemaker. We had Mark Guay on the show, and his quote was, "Realize that you can." And that was easily the best piece of advice. I mean, he had so many different pieces there, but he mentioned that in our chat about purpose earlier this week. And Mark Guay is a teacher. He cares for his wife, who unfortunately has Lyme disease. And he admits on the episode to being a struggling, you know, entrepreneur. He's trying to put it all together. And, you know, right now he has this amazing traction going on with his podcast, Your Life on Purpose. And the more I listened to the episode, the more I realized that that takes some serious courage. I mean, he was being really real, real vulnerable to be open about his failures and still come on a podcast like this one. And I really loved that conversation with Mark. And it got me to think, how often are we real in our own lives? How often do we lie to ourselves or lie to others? We talk so much about discovering our purpose in this episode. There's so many, you know, many factors involving, you know, this topic, but maybe the first step needs to be our thoughts. What are we constantly telling ourselves? What are we constantly thinking about? What's the inner chatter there, right? And I know it sounds extremely simplistic, but let's work this backwards a bit, right? We are creatures of habits. So how do we create these habits? Well, habits are the daily accumulation of our actions. Well, where do actions come from? Actions are the daily accumulation of our beliefs. And what we think about constantly, what we believe to be true, that's our beliefs. And how the hell do we form these beliefs? Well, that's where our thoughts come in. What we constantly think about, what we constantly believe in, it becomes concrete and becomes our beliefs. And so if you want to live a different life that you have today, if you're not happy with any parts of your life, your status in life, the place you work, how much money you make, your relationships, the responsibility falls onto you. You and only you can tackle these thoughts, these beliefs, these actions. And finally, you're the only person that can tackle these habits. So realizing that you can, sure, it's easy. It's extremely quotable. We mentioned so many different resources in the episode. If you really have not had a listen, I encourage you to do so, because Mark actually challenged conventional thinking here, and at least he's been challenged on his own podcast from people such as Seth Godin or Chris Guillebeau. Either way, remember that our thoughts lead to our beliefs lead to our actions, and our actions become our habits. And there is a really good quote out there that says, "We are what we constantly do." And another one that comes to mind is, "Excellence is a habit." And so if we want to live in line with our purpose, we want to live and be excellent, we need to form up the right habits. And nothing happens overnight, maybe except, you know, sleep. But if you have any inkling inside of you that this might be the right journey for you, I invite you to join us on that journey. And for more of, you know, Mark Guay and Your Life on Purpose, he actually has like a whole guide on living in line with your purpose. You can visit his website, yourlop.com. I'm going to attach that in the show notes. And if you want to join our community that we're building up of change makers, get updated on future episodes and other cool stuff that I'm prepping for you guys, you can find that on our website, www.theinnerchangemaker.com. If you have any feedback, good or bad, I would love to hear from you. Honestly, I'm so blessed that the show is still trending on a lot of different categories, and that's really because of the listeners. I'm glad you guys are enjoying it. Email me directly My email is jay@thejwong.com, or just message me once you sign up for our newsletter. Until next week, guys, live with passion, live your dream, and live it now.